What's up, nerds? Welcome to Matter of Opinion. As always, I'm Steve Tresel.
Devin Burke.
I'm still a hobo.
And we've got a couple topics for you guys today. This is a show where we just talk about one topic. We talk about it for like 10 to 20 minutes. And then we go to a new topic. And that's really it. I'm still kind of working on the pitch for this because I don't really know what else
to say. We're on the road to 6,000 subscribers. Please subscribe.
Actually, we're over 6,000 subscribers.
On the road to 7,000 subscribers.
So if you're listening,
get that Vegeta meme going.
If you're listening to this now, then that means that you're listening on podcast services, and we thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Hello, other ear peoples.
So we've got a video game episode today.
Pretty much.
We all have video game topics. And Devin, we're going to start with your topic. What is your topic?
My topic is, all right, since Shadow of the Colossus is coming out, well, at least by the time we're filming this, it's probably going to be out by the time like people see this or hear this.
When's it? It comes out Tuesday?
Comes out Tuesday.
All right, and this comes out Tuesday. All right, this will be released on the same day as Shadow of the Colossus.
Great, so it'll be coming out the same day.
We will be reviewing it right now.
It's gorgeous!
Look at it! My God!
It's just like I remember. Anyway, so this is what brings up my question. That game is coming out in about a week. Two days. But
3 days.
Even still.
Anyway, enough days.
Enough days, whatever. We're in the future and the past. So my question is to you guys. What game do you want to be fully HD'd from the ground up to be brought back?
Joe, you go first. You know,
remember, there's other some games that are still coming out.
You've had this topic on here for like 2 weeks, and just now did I remember that I have to think of a game.
I know.
What do you think I told you this?
I have my game,
because it's probably my favorite game of all time, biased 100%, because Steve, you will not know this, and Devin, you probably won't know this either way, but I'm going to say it. Legend of Dragoon for the PS1 was a game that Square Enix...
No, I know that game.
Square Enix essentially made it after Final Fantasy VIII to see if they could kill Final Fantasy.
Okay.
To see if they could make a game more successful. Granted, it didn't do it, but the game had an interesting... Story-wise, it was great. You had characters that could transform into these different armors known as Dragoon armors, and they could fight all these like dragons. They were made to kill dragons and made to kill these evil creatures known as Winglies and the Black Monster, and it was fucking great. Story was great. Characters were different. There's one character I didn't particularly care for, but I mean, she's there because she's there. But the best part about it was the battle system. They added something called as the addition system. So you would go into a regular turn-based combat, and you would have a move, and you would have this box essentially like kind of circle around into the regular box, and you have to time your X hit into that box. You have to do it each time for every hit of the combo to go through to do your actual move.
Okay.
So the way they can implement it now, obviously make it more like a hack and slash game.
Yeah.
Make it more like, I'm assuming how they're planning on making Final Fantasy VII, because, I mean, that's probably a lot of people's game that they'd rather...
Is Final Fantasy VII, do you think it's going to be turn-based?
No. It's going to be... They already said they're revamping it. It's probably going to be more like a Kingdom Hearts playstyle.
Okay. Yeah, or Final Fantasy XV, if you played it.
So I'd like to see that with this game, where you could do all those different additions, add it up onto each other, get those updated character models, because, my God, they need it. And, you know, add some stuff, add some DLC where, like, what if some characters that maybe died in the game, like, lived through it, and then you could still play as them because the character that replaced them was absolute garbage. I'm looking at you, Prince Albert, you fucking piece of shit. Rest in peace, Lavitz.
Disc one. Devin, disc do you want to go next, or do you want me to go?
Do you want to go? Because you just said...
Yeah, I can go.
You seemed so excited when you first thought of
it. No, well, because I've been saying it for years, and I just had
years?
Is it Duke Nukem?
No, it's not Duke Nukem. And I'm also...
It's not a new game. It's a game that's already made. Yes.
And I'm also kind of trying to think of what my favorite game is.
Well, it's not your favorite game.
I was trying to think of that. And I don't really know what my favorite game is.
Oh, Legend of Dragoon, 100%. Nothing better.
I'm thinking about it. Pokemon. The original Red or Blue.
Red and Blue. And today's like...
In like third-person view, today's actual graphics. I have been saying it for years. Mm-hmm. Why do not they not make a game like that?
But Pokemon goes out, guys.
That's the realest you can get.
Just why? Why do you not make a console Pokemon game where it's just like a third person view, you're running around, kinda like take Breath of the Wild graphics, throw that into and just make that a Pokemon game. Why have they not done that yet? I don't get it. Pokemon it will go. Make Millions.
Do you remember when we were all young and there was that weird, like, explosion over Europe? And everyone was saying that that was, like, a weird, like, thing they were testing Pokemon. It was, like, Zapdos going out of control. Do you remember this rumor? Because this was a rumor that was going around my school when I was, like, in fourth grade. And I was like, oh my god, this is amazing if it's happening. And
they're, like, genetically making
Pokemon? No, they were like, making these robots that could, like, fold up into the Pokeball. And these are all the things we were coming up with as kids. And yes, to see that in a real, like, in a video game or even Pokemon Go, it's just amazing to think how far we've come with it. Yeah. And of course, I would love to see the original Pokemon, the 150, like, just be like that, because there's a lot of Pokemon now. I don't want to have to deal with all that.
I would even take a new one, even if it's just like Pokemon
House. I mean, at least the Switch is thinking about doing it, even though they haven't really confirmed they're doing it or not.
It's so easy to do. The idea is so easy.
Problem is they have done it, and the problem is they try to make it a story-based game when Pokemon, until the newer iterations of it, haven't been story-based, and it's still successful. And they try to make it like, you're this bad guy, and you're trying to save these dark Pokemon with, like, Pokemon Colosseum, and they try to do Shadows of the Gale, and those
Remember when I was, like, in the N64 days, I was like, oh, man, I can't wait.
Pokemon Colosseum was, like, the shit.
Well, that, and then Pokemon Stadium. Well, Pokemon Stadium was first, Stadium, and Colosseum. Yeah. But, like, I remember when I was like, wow, I can't wait till they make an actual, a real Pokemon game on N64. And I just thought it was going to happen eventually. Yeah. It just never happened. And I was just like, oh. And now that I'm older, I'm like, why haven't they done that?
The closest thing that came to it was the GameCube, when they had, like, those little Game Boy things, and you could put in, like, your games into it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And
it
Nintendo doesn't make sense. Still hasn't done it now, but because I think the 3DS is finally, like, declining in everything, there's not a lot of games coming out for it anymore. Yeah. I think we're just going to see them push the Switch, and we're going to see it come out on the Switch.
Finally, I hope.
I feel there's going to be some Switch gimmicks in there.
But I still...
who cares?
I still feel like, and I don't know, because I haven't played a Pokemon game in so long, but is it still that kind of, like, good-looking, but kind of, like, 2D, like, top view?
They've gone 3D now.
They've gone 3D
now.
But it's, like, anime
style. It's still, like, top-down, though. Okay. You still get the top-down view, but it is fully 3D now.
All right. I want, like, a Zelda-type, like, that.
I would love that. The map of, like, a Zelda Breath of the Wild and just going around catching Pokemon. Yeah. I would lose my shit.
Yeah, it'd be great. It would be amazing. That's mine. What mine would be. I'm sure if I actually took the time that I knew about this topic to think of things, I could come up with
one. This topic was there when I first
put it. I know, and as soon as you were coming back. As soon as you said your topic here, I was like, oh, I didn't think of anything.
Yeah, and you still didn't, and I gave you 3 hours.
I know. All right, Devin, what's yours?
All right. Basically, I want to say, like, this was mostly Sony pushing out, like, all the HD, like, building back up. Like, we got Crash Bandicoot that just came out. We're now getting Medieval for some stupid reason.
Oh my god, what?
I know, but I mean, I'm interested to play it, honestly, because I never played it.
It really was
my favorite game ever is the Mass Effect trilogy. But that doesn't
need to be... You mean the Mass Effect, like, 2?
Oh,
what call it? That doesn't need to be remade, because it still looks good.
But yeah, it's just, like, a little bit...
I can't pick a favorite, because I love 1, 2, and I still like 3.
I think 2's probably the best.
2's probably the best, but it's the shortest.
It is. Oh, man.
But even doing all the side missions, it's still
It's just like 20 hours, maybe.
Wow, short for 20 hours.
One is like long as shit.
No, that's short.
Well, that's because of...
the amount of side quests and the Mako exploration and everything. And 3 tried to do it again and just...
I still like 3.
No, Andromeda tried to do it again. There you go.
Yeah. Andromeda was like...
Can we talk about problems about Andromeda now?
Anyway, sorry, Devin, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just thought, I was like, oh, yeah.
Anyway, so... I was going to bring, like, it's mostly Sony bringing out, like, all these, like, remaking HD games because people are either running out of ideas.
They do that all the time, though. They've been doing
exactly. it. Exactly. But the one I think everyone wants to see is Spyro the Dragon come back.
Fuck.
Yes. Yeah, at least, like, in the first 3 games.
Yes,
did you guys, get Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
I didn't get it.
It's on my list to get, but, yeah, I still have some games I have to play. But I will get it. Because I did love Crash Bandicoot.
People were complaining, like, Crash Bandicoot's really hard. I'm like, what we went through. It's like 1 was, and then you play 2 and 3, and you're like, oh, really went, like, even when you play 2 and 3, like, wow, the difficulty went down. But when you play 1, you're still like, it makes you feel and like you're 5 years old again.
You ran the wrong way.
No, in the 1, like, do you remember, like, the first tough stage in 1?
The boulder?
Was, like, climbing the fortress, with all those Native American looking guys, and they had the shield and the spears and those little like fire bouncy things that you had to time your jumps to the right.
It rings a bell, but it's been so long since I played the first
one. God, it's just as frustratingly hard as the first time he played it, and I hate it so much.
But yeah, with Spyro, it's just pretty, like, Spyro wasn't a game that was hard or anything. It was just one of those games that was just relax and play.
It was.
Which I feel like a lot of games don't have that anymore. Like, you get like the either like the ends of like, here's really hard, or like, you play this game just for the story. Like, Spyro was just more of like, I'm playing a game, I'm having fun. It was like the Mario feeling.
PlayStation. Yeah.
So I think we need like that back. I'm not sure what with licensing agreements, but if they got it Crash, I'm sure they can somehow get Spyro.
Who made Spyro?
Spyro back in the day was Insomniac.
Yeah.
Okay. But that went to Universal, and that was when they started doing the PS2 games.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Crash went from freaking Naughty Dog to Activision, and then they got it back to do this.
Exactly. Oh, so
Naughty Dog has Crash again?
I don't think they had it, but
I think they got it for this because they own the rights for the first three games, so there was like a legality towards that.
So Insomniac technically owns the rights to the first three Spyro games. I think the first one for the PS2, which is A Hero's Tale, which is when you play as Sparks, fuck that game. But it was still fine, and I would love to see the first three Spyro the Dragon games come back to life.
Hero 3 wasn't that great.
3 wasn't the best, but when you think back to 1, and truly,
well, everyone's just going to play 1.
It got exactly what Nintendo did.
1, I think, is the only one I've really played.
It did everything that a collectible game wanted to do.
Exactly.
It had, you had the dragons to collect, you had all the gems, all the treasures to collect, you had all the dragon eggs to collect. Like, you had plenty to do within the game world that made you want to keep going back. And then when you got all of that and you beat Nasty Nork, you could go to a freaking amusement park and spend all your, like, money on going on rides in a video game and watching Spyro just ride a roller coaster. That is the best thing you can do.
That was the
in
first one?
In all of them.
Oh,
as soon as you beat whatever the final boss was, you could go to a fantasy land where essentially it was an amusement park and you just spend all of your money on the rides in the amusement park.
That's,
and it was
funny.
Great.
I remember I played the first one, but I only got past like 2 levels and then I think I gave up.
Yeah.
You were a kid. Everyone was a kid when they played.
Plus, Spyro has like the best introduction in a video game still. With like, what do you think of this Gnasty Gnork fellow? It's like, let me take this question. He is a simple feature. Simple!
And I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, it's like, it's just like dragons doing an interview with like humans, apparently, via camera, and Nasty Noise watching via satellite at his home, be like, these dragons talking shit? These dragons talking shit? And he just freezes all of them?
That was PlayStation at the time.
Wait, like, I kind of remember now. And, like, I remember the freezing.
He freezes all of them, and Spyro just wakes up like, looks like I've got some work to do. He just runs off, and that's...
Wait, and weren't you supposed to, because he breathes fire, and you were supposed to, like,
call
them out?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I remember
or some of them were locked in stone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god. And Spyro 2.
The thing is, like, PlayStation 1, I feel like they don't have a ton of replay, like, games that have replay value.
There's another one that I can think of.
There's Spyro, there's Crash.
Gex. Gex 100%. Croc Legend of the Gobos could do it.
Like, Tomb Raider isn't
good. No, it's not.
Did you know
it has not aged
supposed
well.
To be a Yoshi game?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And there was another one that I thought of, and I can't think of it now.
Oh, man. What, a popular one?
Yeah.
Tomba?
No, not Tomba.
No.
Not Pitfall.
Twisted
Maybe
Metal?
Pitfall.
Twisted
like,
Metal is one of them, but
that's been
not
done. That's been done now. We have it on
PS4. But they made a new one. It wasn't technically...
The PS3 one was like... Mm,
it sucked.
Yeah.
They gave you more cars, which were fun with their new specials.
But then they gave you factions.
But that's the thing, though. They only technically gave you 4 characters when people really liked...
Twisted Metal Black, though.
That's probably their best one.
That was a great game.
I love Twisted Metal.
That's the thing.
Probably.
It's more about the character.
And that was a PS2 launch title, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And Rob Zombie owns that game now, so, I mean, there you go.
He was in 4.
He was in 4 as a character.
Yeah. Well, he's always... No, he's in 2, even. He's Mr. Zombie. That's him.
Is he?
Yeah.
In 2?
Yeah.
Mr. I know... He had,
You mean Mr. Grimm?
No, it's just Mr. Zombie.
Mr. Zombie's only in 4.
Is it only in 4?
Yeah, Mr. Zombie.
Was that a
PS1
game?
Yes.
Okay, that's why
it was one of the last PS1 games.
Trust me, I'm a Twisted Metal, remember.
He did the soundtrack for 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there was like 3 white zombies.
And they had Dracula. And they had Dracula in it. And I was like,
Through
the ditches and burn. Through the witches.
And it was also in 4 too, but then the main one character too.
Yeah.
And his car was the Dracula from
the
Dracula music video. Yeah.
And when he wins, you watch the music video.
Yeah.
So I wish everyone could watch the devil sing. It's like, okay. And they play the music video.
Twisted Metal is great.
Yeah. That's another one they should probably... Well, maybe 1 and 2 only. Because 3 and 4 were not by David Jaffe, so I feel that's kind of like...
What about Oddworld?
Oh, man, that would be another one. I mean, they make so many... They did that now with Munch's Odyssey on the PS3, yeah. But they didn't do it with PS4. Yeah. But I would love to see it, especially Oddworld Stranger, because it's probably my favorite Oddworld game.
Just Abe's Odyssey remake.
Yeah. Oh, no, they did that.
Did they?
On the... No, was it Munch's or Abe's that we got?
I believe Abe's. Yeah.
Was it Abe's Odyssey?
I think it was Abe's.
I think, yeah, we got that on PS3. And maybe on 360, too, with HD. But we got that.
Okay, cool. So, next... Let's move on to the next topic. That's our topic for... What game did you want to see be remade? And now we're going to move to Joe's topic, and Joe's topic kind of segues into mine, so then we'll do that.
Well, they're all video games.
So, Joe... Yeah, but these are Nintendo-related.
Yeah.
What is your topic?
This is legitimately just Nintendo's amazing ability to rise from the ashes of the failure that is the Wii U and make this system known as the Switch that has taken the freaking world by storm.
Yes.
Like, how
right
the
back, mine's right back there.
How the frickle frackle did they do that, folks?
It's literally the Switch, but it's just in pieces.
It's the Switch!
The thing is, like, Nintendo does this shit. Because if you look at their track record, it's like, they have Nintendo, Super Nintendo, that some failed... Did Virtual Boy come out? Virtual Boy came out before 90, Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
96 or 7, maybe
no.
5.
No, it was earlier.
It came out before Super Nintendo, didn't it?
I think
no,
so.
No, it came after.
Super Nintendo came out in 90, I believe.
Nah. When was Waterworld? Because Waterworld was on the Virtual Boy.
Waterworld the movie?
Yeah.
86?
No, Waterworld came out in like 95, I think. Oh, okay. So maybe it did come out.
Because Waterworld, because I remember that. Because that was one of the...
So you have a failed... But that wasn't... Was that like an actual system?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a fail. Then you have the N64, which is a commercial success.
Yes. And then you have the GameCube.
Which is a commercial success.
Not really. It really wasn't.
Well, I would say...
A mediocre success.
Yeah.
I'll say success with success. The people that owned it.
Yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, you can say...
Then you had...
You can say the same thing about Sega Saturn.
The Nintendo Wii.
Yeah. Then you had the Wii, which is the best-selling system
of
all
time. Which is also one of the worst systems.
I wouldn't consider it one of the worst systems.
I would, because Metroid Other M is on it.
There are some bad... systems out there.
There's some the bad games.
Jaguar.
No, but I'm saying
there's the Neo Geo.
The Wii.
There's the 3DO.
The Wii is when I worked at GameStop, I would just look at it and be like, "What little kid game is coming out?" And I would just look to the Wii for it.
No, I get it. I get that aspect. But you have some fantastic games for it.
You have some good games.
It was No More Heroes. My love and joy.
It's on the PS3.
It was over flooded. It was over flooded with bad games that were just marketed towards children and parents that had no idea what they were buying.
And that was the problem with the Wii. While it was a commercial success, eventually it just became a shit system.
Yes. No, I agree with you on that in the point where it's just like...
Gimmick system. That's what
the... Yeah.
It's very gimmicky and everyone was just like...
Because we're
just
of the motion.
And then people started losing faith.
Carnival
so
games.
Nintendo had this idea. What if we make the Wii, but we add a tablet to it so that you could take it on the go? But you don't take it on the go because that's what we're advertising, but it's fucking wrong. And instead you just keep playing it in your house.
Around the house. You come around the house.
But they didn't advertise it like that.
And
that
is the
problem.
I'm pretty sure there's only like a...
If you really think about it, they were kind of ahead of the game in a sense.
And they were. And that, however...
They were, but they had terrible marketing. They had terrible advertising. And it wasn't done. The Wii U is everything that... Or the Switch is everything the Wii U should have been.
Oh, by the way, if you can tell, we were talking about the Wii U there.
Yeah.
The failure. The absolute effing failure that is a Wii U.
Supposed to be like considered to be the... Not the first online Nintendo, because that was the Switch, but that was terrible.
No, but Splatoon had it.
But the Wii U was supposed to be the one that you played online with
Wii
your
was
friends.
Online, too, I believe.
But it wasn't good quality. It wasn't.
Neither
good.
Was Wii U.
You still can't speak to it.
No, Splatoon 2 you can.
Oh, that's right. You can get on with Splatoon 2.
Which
there's
is
still a voice chat. Why? Nintendo, I mean, everyone knows Nintendo is just awful at online.
Well, it's because they know how people will be. They know, like, more, you know, they don't want, like, the cursing to have in, like, Mario.
Look, I've played Splatoon with my friends who are all 20 to 30-year-olds now because we're around that age.
Yeah.
And we've people online, and we haven't cursed a single time. We've literally just come out of that game.
Oh, okay, what about Mario Kart?
Mario Kart? Oh man!
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
Give us some Mario Party with online, then you'll see some shit.
Yeah,
but you see what I'm getting with? It's like, all right, Splatoon the other fun base. It's like, yeah, but we got Mario Kart coming. It's like, we can't have online. We can, and we will.
But
we just can't let we'll make them speak in speech bubbles.
It's just I don't know.
I'm playing with tilt.
You gotta just get past that.
And the Wii U, like, it tried doing it. It just had terrible marketing. It had everything wrong with it, and still sold. Don't get me wrong, it still sold.
Wii U?
Yeah, but not well.
Not well.
Like, when it came out, it had that swell. It had that, we're getting a limited release. No. I can say this. At least from my store. I can only speak from my store when I worked at GameStop, but we had 20 Wii U reservations, and they were all gone within, like, 6 hours.
And then what happened a month later? And no one wanted it.
Well, no, we didn't even have Wii U's.
Yeah.
We didn't have them.
Oh, really?
Because it was just that limited supply.
It was bad. Wii U was just a failure. Yeah,
but here's the thing. Because of their failure, if you look at the Switch now, if you notice, there have been more ports from Wii U games to Switches.
Yeah. And don't forget,
there are some good Wii U games. Yeah.
Exactly.
And don't forget, though, the Wii U was supposed to be the system that all the third party was supposed to go to, and they tried, and they went, whoop!
Initially, wasn't Mass Effect 3 on Wii U?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Mass Effect 3 was, Batman Arkham City was.
That's right.
Darksiders 2. Let's see. Call of Duty up to Black Ops 2 was on there.
Yes.
I remember that. And Assassin's Creed
up to 4. Black Flag was there.
Black Flag, yes. I think you're right.
So, like, they had it, but it was already games that were out for, like, a year to a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly. And people, it just didn't sell.
It didn't, because no one bought a Wii U that was rated M.
The other thing is, no one... Another reason why they failed is because, why are you calling it Wii U? I mean... you already had the Wii. Just call it something else.
Because they made it seem like an attachment when it was a whole new system.
Exactly. You're confusing people. Mm-hmm. People don't know what they're getting into.
You know what would have been easier for them? They could have called it the Wii 2.
Because I can tell you.
They could have called it the Wii 2.
My experience was most parents came in there and they were like, oh, isn't it just a tablet? And I'm like, no, it's a brand new system. And they're like, I thought it was just a tablet.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It's like $350. Here's a Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
But now people get it with the Switch, though.
Yeah.
Because you called it something else.
Well, that and the Switch is great because it's like, it's not a console, it's not a handheld, it's kind of both.
And it's going to kill the 3DS.
It's definitely...
It's going
to
kill
the Switch. Ironically, they're killing their own system.
Which I think they want to do.
But 3DS has been around forever.
And you know what? I've been noticing because they're actually porting some of their handheld systems onto the Switch.
Yeah.
Like the Phoenix Wright series, I know that I can name a ton of games at the top of my head. Like, they even put, like, some of the Pokemon games already on your Switch, so you can just play those as handhelds.
And I love my Switch. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, the Switch had two games in Game of the Year category this year alone.
Yeah.
What Wii U game can you say was Game of the Year quality? Other than maybe Super Mario Galaxy.
That wasn't even a Wii U game. That was a Wii game.
Oh my god, you're right. That's how bad the Wii U was.
Super Mario 3D World was the Wii U one.
Right.
Wait, there were cats.
Was there a Zelda on Wii U? Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Breath
of the Wild.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, no,
that doesn't
count.
Because it's a Switch game.
It's a Switch game. Let's be real. It's a Switch game.
Okay. Then all we had was HD ports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skyward Sword got moved up to it.
Yeah.
And then we had
Wind Waker.
Yeah.
And Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
That was Wii U.
Was there ever a Wii U Game of the Year category game?
Maybe Mario Kart. Maybe.
Look at maybe Wii Mario Kart 8. Hold on.
Probably Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart? No, that wasn't.
No, Mario Kart 8 was Wii U.
Yeah, but I don't think...
First of all, I just want to point that. Look at this freaking gem.
Oh, what a terrible game.
What a gem that we have right
That's
here.
That's an awful game.
This is an example of why Nintendo didn't do third party at all.
That's Manhunt a terrible, 2. Terrible game.
Manhunt 1 was so much better.
Manhunt 1 is fantastic. That's also in there, too. God.
Remember how people were afraid you're actually going to choke someone with the strap?
And this is the reason that I hate Nintendo. Right here.
Yeah. That was supposed to be good.
This was supposed to be good, and it turned the...
Probably, wasn't bad.
It turned the strongest female protagonist that Nintendo had and made her into a whiny little bitch for the entire game.
And also, listens to one guy.
Yeah.
So, you can now use your rockets. I had these all along, yes. But I only listen to you when I can use it.
Wii U also had it had the Metroid Prime.
No, that was
remake.
Wii.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
We got ports.
Wii was Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3.
Mm, that's right.
I know. Yeah, and like no fire.
Wii U
game.
Sucked.
Yeah. Like when you think about it, their exclusives were, but the best exclusive to me personally was Bayonetta 2.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best games.
But that's on Switch now.
It's on Switch now, and it's coming out this month.
With Bayonetta 1.
With Bayonetta 1. And Bayonetta 3 has been announced.
Yeah.
Like, the Switch is just leagues and bounds above
also,
it.
I
remember when Switch was announced, Joe was all anti-Switch.
I was.
I gotta give...
Because you know what? I still think it is. It's literally the Nintendo Vita.
I know, but it's better.
I gotta
is the Nintendo
Wii.
Vita.
It's better. I have to give Wii U this one thing, the Amiibos.
That was the one craze.
That was the one thing that they took away.
That's what made them big, and then thank God it carried over to the Switch. Because
why would you not carry that over?
Are you kidding me? My roommate, like, when he plays, like, he's like, yo, give me my Amiibo, I need to put this in right now. Yo, quick.
Especially when, what, like, they had the drought craze first, when Nintendo didn't think it was going to be this big of a deal.
Yeah.
And now PlayStation's trying to do their own Amiibos.
Are they?
Yeah. How did you guys are the PlayStation guys.
I don't pay attention to video games.
I want to make sure I know what you're talking about, just to make sure you're not right.
I don't know what they're called. It's the same thing as an Amiibo, except it's with PlayStation characters. It's like a little figurine that they're doing with PS4.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not okay with that.
Are you sure you're not mistaking Cloud just because he was in Smash Brothers?
Nope.
No, he's not.
What other characters?
The Kratos, Sackboy, oh, God. All the PS4.
Are we seeing a revitalization of one of the worst games of all time, PlayStation Battle Royale?
They can fix it.
They can't.
They can fix it, they as long can. As it wasn't just Super
Mario. Look, as soon as you have a game where your supers are the only thing that can kill your enemies and you can't kill them by knocking them off the stage, fuck that game.
Just make it Smash. Or just make it a 2D fighter game.
My final point for this topic is I think that Nintendo made the Wii U because they were just riding on the coattails of Wii and they didn't want it to die. But they're like, oh, it's a Wii U! And then they, like, put that out and it just didn't work.
I'll give you this for every Nintendo's mistakes. They come back fivefold with correct.
But it takes only two systems to do it, which is the shame.
Or one.
It
does. In this case.
No, the Wii was still...
The Wii no, because Wii was... Wii initially was pretty good. And I mean, it was gimmicky.
It was.
Oh, but I'm for Punch-Out 2 on the Switch.
Wii Sports is still awesome.
But like, then you have...
We can pop in Wii Sports right now.
I know, and just have fun.
And have a blast. Yeah. You know, golf and fucking bowling.
I remember that.
Bowling.
Remember
yep.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wii Golf is fantastic.
I lost a lot.
Because I am awesome at Wii Golf.
I didn't choose DDR, folks. That's why I lost.
But, yes, I think that Nintendo, like, sometimes they'll ride things out until it's like, okay, yeah, we're done. And then,
they still have that Switch money. They can make, like, 7 mistakes if they want.
Yeah.
Well, they have the Wii money. The original Wii money. Wii money can make.
Now I can...
7 mistakes.
I hate to say this, but I think the reason for its success is, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, is the death of Iwata.
You might be right.
Because
he was
very much a man who was just about, like, the software more... I mean, the hardware more than about the software.
Yeah.
He was more like, what can we do to make it different? Whereas I honestly don't know who's Nintendo's CEO now. I personally... I don't really care because I don't follow Nintendo, but... They obviously seem to care more about the software than they do the hardware with this one. And it shows when you finally see Zelda.
I don't know.
You see Zelda.
Was it Labo or whatever it's called?
Lobo. Labo, whatever it is.
That's
stupid.
I think it's stupid too.
Switch. Hold on. It's like cardboard.
Damn it.
So I feel like because of that, Nintendo is finally able to move in this. Because look at Zelda, the game that we thought was never going to change. And finally, we have this open world game.
I just beat it, actually.
You have weapon durability.
And just go.
You can go and do whatever the frick you want in this game, and it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You could, and then Super freaking Mario Odyssey.
Which is weird as shit.
Mario 64. And
I was actually playing that when you came over before we went on today.
Oh.
And I was at...
He's up to the dragon.
The dragon.
Oh, nice.
And I was just like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, is this Mario still? Like... What is this?
I literally told him, like, no, that was just a guy who was also working on the
Dark Souls
remake.
They have me excited to talk about Nintendo, finally.
I know.
It's been, like, 10 years.
I know, this is weird. Joe's been shitting on Nintendo ever since he's been on the show.
Yeah. And now I'm like, oh my god, I want a Switch. Like, I actually think this is a good system. No.
Oh.
But I want one. Most definitely.
They're still stupidly overpriced.
I know, that's why I'm waiting.
$2,300.
Yeah, but when I bought mine with the Mario thing, the only thing I got... Like, out of, like, the bundle that was, like, free was a carrying case.
Yeah. But you can get a carrying case. My carrying case was $10.
No, but I got, like, the
and
special...
And it's, like, pretty awesome.
I got the special red controllers.
Ooh.
Also, those controllers, holy shit, they're too expensive.
The Joy-Cons?
Yeah, they are.
$80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Nintendo, though. Nintendo just always jacks up the price.
They will always do that
their
for their any of their accessories or their peripherals. It doesn't matter.
It's disgusting. Be a human.
Like,
a
steering wheel.
I have...
The steering wheel was, like, $50 when it came out for the Wii.
And it's just a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
I
you
have
put your remote
the,
into.
I have the just the regular gray Joy-Cons because that's all they had when they went to the store.
Yeah.
And, like, I really want, like, the vibrant neon ones, but I'm not spending $60
to get them.
Like, I just...
And
I
the Pro
Controller... I'm, like, thinking, like, well,
I'm done. I still think that the Pro Controller is, like, the best way to go.
That's what I'm, like, every time. I'm going to buy Mario Kart, and I'm just... I know it's going to play Mario Kart in my house.
But the fact is now that your system technically comes with two controllers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
automatically.
Yeah, but I have... They're so tiny.
I look at that, I'm like, there's no way my fat fingers is going to turn right.
I want a Pro Controller too, but again, they're like $60 too, aren't they?
I'm such an idiot because I didn't know like the Wii U can like keep those.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I sold mine when I went to buy the Switch.
What about the Wiimotes? They don't connect to the.
The
remote.
Some games, not all of them.
Yeah, we're gonna get a bunch of good games because we're gonna get. Smash, we're gonna get.
I don't know if it's gonna be new Smash or Redux.
I want a new Smash.
I want a new Smash too.
I don't want this. I want the Smash that we have. That game is because I finally like my roommate's really into fighting games, and I mean I'll never consider Smash a fighting game, but now he's like kind of
it's a party.
He's turned me around on it because of the way people play it.
Yeah,
and it's too slow. It's too slow of a game. It's just not fun.
They made it slow.
Like I'd rather really just play Melee. And until you can make me not want to play Melee.
Melee's pretty great.
Melee is amazing.
Yeah.
The shit people can do in Melee is amazing.
But. I mean, maybe Inafune, not Inafune.
Sakurai,
thank you. Sakurai technically doesn't have the license to make another one.
Yeah, but...
The Nintendo does.
Nintendo will force him to, because he's their version of Kojima.
No, I'm just saying, though, they can make it without him.
Yeah. Whereas Sakurai...
They could make.
Yeah, but they won't. Because Sakurai's like, I want to make my own game. And Kojima was like, I want to make my own game. And Nintendo slash Kojima.
Yeah, and how many Sakurai's characters did he put in? It's like, hey, look, there's a new game character that I put in that's in my series.
Yeah, how's it going?
Here's seven of them only.
Here's Pit and Palutena. There you go.
Oh, and Dark Pit.
And that was it.
He's not a reskin, I swear.
So,
Fire Emblem! Everywhere!
Speaking of Nintendo... It was recently announced that... This is my topic, by the way.
Okay.
It was recently announced that Nintendo would be... Well, that too.
Oh.
But that Nintendo is going to partner up with Illumination.
Oh, yeah,
the movie studio that makes the Minion movies, which I don't personally like.
Banana.
But they're going to do that to make a Mario movie. Super Mario movie. And that's another thing that I've been saying for years. Why do they not make, like, a cartoon... Pixar-ish Mario movie.
I'll tell you this. We already had a Mario movie, and they made the mistake already.
But it wasn't.
Do you know how damaging Pixar-ish. That was?
No.
You have to understand how damaging that was for them.
Oh, I get it. But
do you remember?
They came out with the cartoon after that, didn't they?
No, I think the cartoon was first.
Super Mario Brothers Super Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was first.
Was it?
And they didn't like the Lou Albino scenes.
Let's just talk about how bad that movie was first.
Anyway,
but that's the whole reason why they don't want
topic,
license it.
My topic,
any
though,
Nintendo characters.
My topic, though, is should this, and my answer already is yes, should this lead to a shared Nintendo universe?
No.
Star Fox.
No.
No.
Zelda.
No.
Metroid.
No.
Why?
No.
Because it's called Smash Brothers.
Yeah, shared Nintendo universe.
No!
They
don't need to...
Not
cross,
everything needs to be Marvel.
Cross over.
But it's the inevitable thing that will happen.
And I'm excited.
I am not.
Why?
Because it's not the Avengers, and it's not the Justice
they
League.
They don't need to cross over, though.
But it will!
Well, maybe.
No, no matter what, fans will call for it. As soon as they see all of their favorite characters being put on the silver screen or whatever variation, they're going to call...
Tell me you wouldn't want a Star Fox... movie.
Look, Wreck-It Ralph to me was a good game, but I didn't really care about all the video game characters being in it, and I
good
don't
movie,
care enough man. About Ready Player
you
One.
It's a good game.
Oh, good movie, sorry.
Ready Player One doesn't exist
what?
Until I
Ready
see
Ready Player One looks
Knuckles
amazing!
Everywhere.
But at the same time, I get that it's just play. It's like, I care more about the movie because of the video game characters than I do about the actual plot
well,
of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's
3.
The fault of the movie.
Spy Kids
3D, game over. Terrible. But...
I at least... $40 bajillion to
what?
The first player who finds it.
Yeah, so my problem with this is the same problem that I have with Ready Player
if
One, is that eventually it's
Knuckles.
Going to become that, where you're going to want a crossover. You're going to want to see all your characters in one movie, working together
for a
common
goal. I don't want a Smash movie, though. I just want...
What are they going to do? What are they going to do, Steve?
I just want Nintendo characters in movies.
What are they going to do?
We already have them in movies.
No,
you saw Bowser?
I don't want them
yeah,
to crossover.
Bowser was in Wreck-It Ralph. Be happy.
Yeah, I know. But I want... Well, he's going to be in a Mario movie. But I also, like, I want to see a Star Fox movie. Like, I want to see a
the only one I'd be excited for would be Metroid, and that's it.
And do it, but like, see, have them do it all like in that Pixar animation type thing.
Look, I'll give you five movies that I'll probably watch that are made from Nintendo.
You can't tell me you won't go see a Star Fox animated movie.
Not with that animation.
How? This is perfect.
No, no, not Illuminated. No, no, different. Different animators. Like, maybe like Wes Craven. That would probably be better.
Wes Craven? He doesn't animate anything. Not
Wes Craven, Wes Anderson.
He doesn't want to
animate. He doesn't animate anything either.
You ever seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
That's a Wes Anderson movie?
That is a Wes Anderson movie.
Wow.
And also making
you're just saying that because it's a
out.
Fox.
No, and also the dog movie's coming out, too. With the Japanese boy.
I don't know
where
you're
he finds about. Like the
nope.
Planet.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Listen, I'd rather just watch Fantastic Mr. Fox right now.
You're gonna hear about the movie. I said, but like, I'm so sorry, Devin. I misjudged you about that dog Japanese. All
right,
boy.
So what are the ones then?
All right, I would obviously see Mario because that's gonna be the first one. Duh. Zelda is gonna be no duh because I'm sure it's gonna be their first action adventure movie.
But is Zelda? Do you think Zelda's gonna be live action? Do you think Zelda's going
no,
to be?
No,
no, it's gonna be it's gonna be Pixar ish.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like that type of style. Like Brave, you know?
Yeah.
Because they go for live action, I can tell you, first of all, even the cartoon for Legend of Zelda was complete hot garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Back then. Excuse me, well, princess!
Yes. Nintendo games have not transitioned well into other forms.
No games have.
I would.
That's true.
I would see Mega Man because I'm that fanboy. Whether it be good or bad,
that's
would
not
see.
Nintendo.
Capcom will never let that happen.
That's Capcom.
You never know.
Capcom will never let that happen. They will never let that happen.
They need money!
I used to watch the Mega Man show.
Yeah, so did I.
Super Fighting Robot.
Capcom will never let it happen.
Like I said, this is just me talking.
Two more.
As George W. Bush said, read my lips, Capcom.
Punch Out. They can make a boxing movie easily.
Yeah, it's called Rocky. Yeah. I already watched it.
An animated
you
one.
You mean Creed?
Like funny cartoony ones, what I'm saying.
You mean Creed 2?
Not Mike Tyson. It's got to have either Mr. Dream or Sandman.
No, it would just be Punch-Out. It would probably be Mr. Dream.
Sandman.
I would prefer Sandman. He was the boss in the arcade version.
Okay.
And the fifth one would probably be... Never going to happen. An M-rated one. Like
it'd be Metroid.
An M-rated what?
An M-rated Nintendo game.
You mean movie? We're talking about movies.
Movie.
Yeah, it would be Metroid at that point.
Metroid
has to be PG-13 in the minimum.
No, Metroid can be rated M.
You can make...
Because she's killing aliens.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You can make a Metroid, like... I think Metroid would be PG-13, not PG. Even if it were, like, Pixar-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Star Fox would transition over really well. I really think it would. Donkey Kong, you know, 2.
Unfortunately, Steve, they will not show
the only problem is...
What do you mean with their feet cut off?
Have you seen what they look like?
No, they can fix that, though. But my problem is, as well, Nintendo, I could say this.
Yeah, but they have boots on.
Those aren't boots.
Whatever.
Nintendo, other than Legend of Zelda, has never been known for their storytelling. Ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And
even though the story in Breath of the Wild, although it's not like...
It's all done in the past. It feels like Tarantino.
You're saving the princess. Yeah. It's not that hard.
But the story is... Amazing.
It is good.
The cutscenes are awesome.
It's finally good.
Yeah.
It's finally at that level.
Exactly. It's finally.
But the problem is, it took this long to get there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying their movies aren't going to be like that because obviously we're in the modern era, so maybe. But if you get a screenwriter that's nostalgic,
yeah.
Or anything, like, you could. They would. It could be terrible. The story could be awful.
So, what. Of the Nintendo series, like, series, what.
Would translate the best to a movie?
Story. F-Zero movie?
No, that does not
happen. That's probably one of the worst.
Fire Emblem, probably.
Fire Emblem,
that's classic.
There was a Pokemon movie.
There you go. There was already a Pokemon movie.
But I feel like Pokemon works better as an anime than it would as a...
And plus, it's already been out, right? So it's like...
I know.
Yeah. And there's like 15 of them.
But everyone just looks past that.
Always Ash, though.
But, yeah, what... I guess Pokemon would probably be story-wise the best, but... Excluding that, I don't know.
I honestly think Metroid would be the best. 100%.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, it's just a badass movie of this soldier going through, killing all these aliens, looking for Mother Brain until she finally gets it and kills it, and Ripley would be a badass to see.
Yeah. And
not, like, not Pixar CG. I mean, actual movie quality. I mean, yeah, whatever.
You said Ripley. That's aliens.
Yes.
it's a play on the word.
It is. Ridley. So, yeah. Ridley. Sorry. But... To see that, and not with Pixar 3D animation style, but, like, I mean, like, movie CG quality that isn't Pixar. Like, some of that really high-end shit.
Like a, yeah, I get what you're saying. Not like a kiddie.
Not a kiddie feel like an actual, whatsoever.
That would be pretty sweet. It would be. But I don't think they'll do that.
No, and they won't. And that's the problem, is that they won't make that movie. And I think that movie would probably be their, not most commercial success, but it would probably gain more fans.
Whereas Mario...
Like, I went to see a Nintendo movie.
No, I don't know. Parents died
by a giant space alien.
Because you could make it PG-13, and I don't think you'll get complaints.
No, you won't. But, I mean, Mario's obviously the easy answer.
Mario is 100% the easy answer.
And it will make so much money, because kids will see Mario, and then we'll go...
I want Luigi.
I will go see Mario if it has the humor of a Lego movie.
But here's the other thing.
And only then.
Do you think they should get the Lego movie writers to write it?
I think that would be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
If you can't get them... It will be a bet. It's like, especially the, like, oh yeah, we're making Mario, but we got the guys from the Emoji Movie.
That's exactly
what you have to worry of with these kind of movies.
Or you get the writers from, like, the Minions
movie. Yeah, exactly. Are you really going to go see that Mario movie? Are you really going to go see that Mario movie?
Or you get the writers from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I might be out of my own here, but I just think Minions are, like, I hate them.
I fucking hate them. I like them in Despicable Me. I think that's the only place I don't like Despicable Me. I love Despicable Me.
I don't.
I think Gru's an amazing character. I love that movie. Nah. But I just hate the Minions because of what
saying,
they can't.
I'm just saying, you're going to see Toads everywhere, man, doing the exact same thing.
Because Toads are annoying, and they don't have kids, and they go, hi!
Yeah.
Uh-oh!
No kids are going to be doing that in theaters?
I do that in real life already.
I know. Just multiply it, though, and people will be, like, less joking about it, though, more serious.
Oh, all right. That was Matter of Opinion. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you were listening, thank you for listening. We're about an hour, I guess. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening on podcast services. Please check us out on YouTube if you're listening. If you are on YouTube, please check us out on podcasts.
Check us out everywhere.
We're just everywhere. Just check us out.
Yeah, if there's a podcast thing, we're on
Facebook.
Yeah.
Check us out. Give us a like.
Yeah.
On Facebook. Tinder. Swipe
Instagram,
right.
Twitter, Snapchat. Even though we ain't on that. Don't worry. We're the latest gang out there.
We should make Come a cool very show Tinder profile.
Well, just four guys. Like there's four or nothing. And then gay people be like, all right, I'm impressed.
No, and then we just go like, and then when the girl sends the message like, so which one of you is it? It's like, no, it's all four.
You get four, and then that's it.
You get four, and you score.
Nothing less.
That's a deal right there.
Anyway,
thank you for watching. Dates, one of us got to be free.
Check us out on
Megan. Don't watch this.
All platforms. On YouTube. Please like, favorite, subscribe, and we will see you next week. So
bye.
We'll see you then.
I'm waving to all you ear listeners.